to the Ungovernables, the Captain Screw, the Elevate Family, McGroin Nation, coming to you live from the deep red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/Elevate TV. Welcome. Welcome to Ungovern. Happy to be here on a Tuesday. A lot to go over today. A dumb statement from Pam Bondi. I think the moral of that story is, bless you. The moral of that story is keep her away from cameras. She clarified it, so we'll give you both sides of that. The left, look, you know I love me some data, right? I know a lot of people back in, you know, during election season was like, you can't trust the polls. No, you can't trust the polls blindly, but you can use the polls to do what polling was designed to do. What was polling designed to do? Polling was designed to give us a snapshot of the sentiment, right? How people felt, what people were feeling, the pulse of the American people, of the electorate, using a small sample size, extrapolating that to come up with an idea of how people were feeling at any given point in time. I have always said that every single polling firm has its biases. There's no doubt about it. The most accurate ones have its biases, and sometimes its biases reflect the biases of the people, right? Or how the people are feeling. I say biases, it's not necessarily in a negative way. Every polling firm has its biases. We know which ones are biased in which direction. And most of them, most of the quote-unquote mainstream polling outlets are biased in the direction of the left, right? We know that. That's why a lot of people say don't trust the polls, which I get it. Again, I wouldn't bet the farm on, you know, I wouldn't empty every one of my, every penny out on and make a wager based off of things that polls say. Just because they say them. However, it is still data and it is still useful. And we've got polling data today. Three polls conducted that prove and that show us that political violence is on the rise in the United States of America. And it is the left that is the driver of it and that accepts it. These are some of the most eye-opening polls that have ever been done, probably, I would say, maybe in the last 5 years. Political violence is on the rise in the United States. There's no doubt about that, right? There's no doubt about that. And the left is driving it and embracing it, and they're admitting to it in polls. And if there's one thing that we know about polling, because we've experienced it on the other side, goat kisses lip balm. When there's a thought that you think may be controversial or may be accepted or perceived as controversial and you're answering a poll, sometimes you don't answer honestly. Think back 2016, how many people didn't answer honestly about Donald Trump with these polls, right? Because it was like, ooh, no, I'm voting for Hillary. Pfft, hang up the phone. I'm not voting for Hillary, right? Like, that's the type of stuff that was going on. How many people who answered this poll, now that we see the now that we see the splits, right? We'll get to it. How many people on the left answered this poll dishonestly because they were afraid of what that answer may bring them or how that answer might be perceived, how they really feel? We're going to get to all of that. Because this is it right here. And this is going to be the focus of this show from, you know, and it has been since last Wednesday, that this is an issue with the radical left, okay? And that they need to be dealt with. And how we deal with them, we've got to come up with a constitutional way to do it, right? But they've got to be dealt with. This ideology needs to be dismantled. It needs to be corrected. It needs to be corrected. Look, you can have your thoughts on what you'd like to do with the border or what you'd like to do with healthcare or what you'd like to do with taxes or what you'd like to do with, you know, billionaires. And we can have those conversations. Those are policy discussions, fine. What you want to do with Russia and Europe and trade and tariffs, etc. That's fine. And I'm not saying that a leftist who believes that, you know, we should be sending billions of dollars unchecked, unvetted, you know, over to Ukraine. I'm not saying that I like hearing that from people in my country, because I don't. But that's a hell of a lot less dangerous, let's say, to people who are alive and speaking in front of a crowd than somebody on the left who is admitting that, yes, sometimes violence is justified to deal with dissenting speech. That's a totally different... That cannot be allowed to exist in this country. That thought is physically dangerous. And that is the thought among many on the left. And it may not be a majority of their party, no. But it is a growing number of people on that side of the aisle who believe that political violence is acceptable. Now, this is the only time I'm going to say this. So anybody who's watching, anywhere you're watching, if, and I just want to put this out there right now, because I'm getting heat again, because Candace Owens is dancing on the body of somebody she thinks is her friend or was her friend for her own personal gain. If you align yourself with her and this whole thing where Israel and Bill Ackman and the Jews, please leave. I don't want you watching my show. I'm not going to speak for other people who are going to stream here on LFA TV. That's up to them. But I don't want you watching my show. I don't want you consuming my content. I don't want you commenting on my posts. I don't want you doing any... I don't want to even know that you exist. It is such a clear and obvious psyop that is being pulled and pushed on the American people to distract and lead you away from holding the left accountable. I have no idea why. So everyone wants to say X is a distraction, Y is a distraction, Z is a distraction, A, B, C. Everything's a distraction except a clear and obvious distraction. The target, the culprit, is the radical left and their ideology. And there are people who are going, no. Despite the fact that the shooter lived with a transgender roommate who he was romantically involved with, everybody who knew this guy says he was a radical leftist that got away from his family. He believed in radical left-wing ideology. He was into furries and all this crap, right? I mean, Antifa lingo on the bullets. Despite the mountain of evidence that says that the radical left is responsible, there is a psyop and a distraction operation that is being pushed on everybody right now to say, no, it's not what the evidence suggests it is. It's the Jews. And some people want to do it because they don't like Jews. Other people are doing this and pushing this to take the blame away from the left. I can't be more clear. Now, whatever the motives are of a Candace Owens or people at InfoWars or Jake Shea, whatever their motives are, doesn't matter. What they are doing is they are carrying water, whether it's intentionally or unintentionally, for the left. It is allowing the left to escape accountability. That's not going to happen here. So if you're one of these people who says, well, I'm just asking questions, ask them somewhere else about Israel, because we played for you yesterday Charlie Kirk's feelings and stances on Israel. And those weren't political stances. Those were faith-based stances. And he never wavered on his faith. Okay? So that's how that's going to go. You have now been, you know, warned. If you try that crap here, I'm going to humiliate you. We're going to take measures to make sure that that doesn't go on, because that is not acceptable. All right. Onwards and upwards now. We're going to get into this. We're going to target the left. That's where they are. We're going to target the left. That's who is responsible for all of this. Before we get to all that, I want to get to a word from our friends over at OFP Farms. It's OFPFarms.com. Use the promo code SHAWN, promo code Sean, for 25% off. OFP Farms is thrilled to announce that its birthday month right now, September, is underway, and they're celebrating 11 wonderful years in business. To date, OFP Farms has successfully shipped over 16,000 packages. Thank you to everybody who has supported OFP Farms thus far, sharing their skin and pain relief magic across this beautiful country. As America's trusted source for soap, lotion, pain relief, and lip balm, they have received countless enthusiastic reviews that attest to the excellence of their products. And to celebrate, for a limited time, they are offering 25% off of your entire purchase throughout September as a heartfelt thank you for your support over the years. Discover the remarkable products from OFP Farms. They are a pioneer in natural ingredients celebrated for the skin, nurturing benefits of tallow and fresh goat milk. Whether you're in search of gentle skincare options or thoughtful gifts, these products seamlessly blend expert craftsmanship with strong values to elevate your daily routine. Take this opportunity to pick up premium products that support health and resonate with ethical choices for your entire family. OFP Farms takes pride in being a God-first, family-owned, patriotic company and is grateful to the thousands of incredible customers who have embraced their small farm values and supported their farm-to-family skincare mission. We say happy birthday, OFP Farms. Head over to OFPFarms.com and get 25% off of things like the We the People soap, which if you open it up and you smell it, it smells like James Madison, you know, the author of the Constitution. It smells like his wig, okay? That's what it smells like. It smells like that big, beautiful wig that James Madison, the author of the Constitution, smells like James Madison's wig. Who wouldn't want 25% off of soap that smells like James Madison's wig? OFPFarms.com, promo code SHAWN, 25% off for this month. OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean, OFPFarms.com, promo code SHAWN. All right. Do you want to do Bondi? Let's do Bondi right now. I got to get to Bondi because she made, I can't stand her. I really can't. And you know what? Everybody was like, give her a chance. How many chances does she get? This woman is a walking blunder. Maybe she's a good lawyer. Maybe. She needs a total media blackout. Total media blackout. I'll show you why after this. Folks, actually, this works out really well. Let's talk about silent. Someone should stick Pam Bondi in a silent Faraday bag. So she shuts up because every time she talks, she's sticking her foot in her mouth. It's unbelievable. Silent, SLNT.com, SLNT.com. Let's face it, guys and gals, your phone is a tracking device. Whether it's government agencies, big tech, corporate data brokers, even cyber criminals, they're all fighting for a piece of your digital footprint, and they're not asking, right? They're just taking it. That is why Silent exists. Silent makes Faraday gear that blocks all wireless signals, cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS, RFID, and near-field communications. No signal means no tracking, no remote access, and no breadcrumbs. It's the same technology that is trusted by special operations teams worldwide, used to block signals, avoid surveillance, and secure communications wherever the mission leads. And right now, it's available to you to protect your family, protect your freedom, and protect your digital footprint. Drop your phone in a silent Faraday sleeve, and it is off the grid, completely silent, invisible to the outside world. From backpacks to sleeves to crossbodies, Silent's patented technology gives you control of your privacy. Visit SLNT at Sierra Lima November Tango.com /Sean SHAWN Sierra Hotel Alpha Whiskey November to get 15% off and free shipping on qualifying orders. That is SLNT.com. SLNT.com promo code Sean for 15% off and free shipping on qualifying orders. Go silent today and silence the chaos. All right, this is why a lot of people are upset with Pam Bondi this morning. Now, as you know, we're going to be fair, okay? We're going to be fair. We're going to play her comments. These are awful comments. These are comments that she shouldn't have made, okay? It would run antithetical to what Charlie Kirk wanted. These are stupid comments. But I'm going to also show you what she said to clarify those stupid comments, which makes it a little better, okay? First, here are those comments from Pam Bondi.
There's free speech, and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
There is no such thing as hate speech. Okay? There is no such thing as hate speech. I get it. It's a 15-second clip. What did she mean by that? She's wrong. There's not free speech and hate speech. There's free speech and criminal speech, okay? And there are already existing laws to enforce speech that breaks the law. Speech that incites violence is already illegal. We don't need to go down the hate speech road, okay? We just don't need to do it. We just don't need to do it. We don't need to go down that road. Here's what Pam Bondi said in an attempt to clarify the whole hate speech thing, okay? To be fair, hate speech that crosses the line into threats of violence is not protected by the First Amendment. Okay, she shouldn't even use the term hate speech. Just say speech that crosses the line into threats of violence is not protected by the First Amendment. Because that's the truth. There is no such thing as hate speech. I'm sorry. There's hateful speech. There's disgusting speech. There's no such thing as hate speech. That is not a real thing. That is a boogeyman. Okay? But anyway, hate speech that crosses the line into threats of violence is not protected by the First Amendment. It is a crime. For far too long, we've watched the radical left normalize threats, call for assassinations, and cheer on political violence. That era is over. Under 18 U.S. Code Section 875C, it is a federal crime to transmit, quote, any communication containing any threat to kidnap any person or any threat to injure the person of another. Likewise, 18 U.S. Code Section 876 and 18 U.S. Code Section 115 make it a felony to threaten public officials, members of Congress, or their families. You cannot call for someone's murder. You cannot swat a member of Congress. You cannot dox a conservative family and think it will be brushed off as free speech. These acts are punishable crimes. Every single threat will be met with the full force of the law. Free speech protects ideas, debate, even dissent, but it does not and will never protect violence. It is clear that this violent rhetoric is designed to silence others from voicing conservative ideals. We will never be silenced, not for our families, not for our freedoms, and never for Charlie. His legacy will not be erased by fear or intimidation. All right. Again, the sentiment is good. Crack down on violence. Ditch the thing, the hate speech thing. It's not a real... Hate speech is not a real thing. But Sean, there's hate speech laws. Yeah, they're unconstitutional. They're not... Those are awful laws. It's awful. Now, the laws that she cited were not hate speech laws. Those are laws against inciting violence. Totally fine. Those are existing laws. We do not need to go down the hate speech road. We don't want to. We don't need to. And this just, again, I mean, you know, July 6th, I would have fired Pam Bondi after the Epstein thing and how she handled that. That would have been it. That would have been it. It would have been, oh, Trump, the administration's chaos. The AG's gone already. And everybody would have been done. Nobody would be talking about Bondi anymore. Yet again, she goes in front of cameras and says something just painfully stupid. Either you keep her and you let her do her lawyer thing and run the Department of Justice and total media blackout, or you get rid of her. She is an issue. All right. Hate speech, right? Is hate speech... I mean, we were targeted. There's a cat hair in my mouth and I can't get rid of it. We were targeted by New York state officials over quote-unquote hate speech. Online hate speech bill was passed because of us. Because of us. I got it. There we go. We don't need that. We don't need to go down that road. All right. The theme of the show today is political violence. We're going to start with this here. This on Yahoo News. Polls show rising number of Americans justify political violence. Again, Yahoo News, no friend of ours, right? They're not an ally to the right, right? I would say, you know, Yahoo News, oh, Yahoo News, why are you citing them? Because this is important. All right. Jonathan Drager, Yahoo News, reporting some findings from Real Clear polling. On Wednesday, Turning Point USA President Charlie Kirk was assassinated on the grounds of Utah Valley University. The murder of a father of two young children was not universally condemned. Anonymous as well as named accounts owned by far-left users authored posts expressing glee in the death of Kirk, calling him a fascist and justifying his killing. Unfortunately, acceptance of political violence is not limited to an immeasurably small group of dregs on the internet. Polling shows a notable minority of Americans view it as acceptable. In April, the network Contagion Research Institute, along at Rutgers University, found that 55—listen. In April, the Network Contagion Research Institute, along with Rutgers University, found that 55% of self-identified left-of-center respondents said that it was at least somewhat justified to murder President Trump. Okay, do we need to hear that again? I think we do. In April, the Network Contagion Research Institute, along with Rutgers University, conducted a poll that found that 55% of self-identified left-of-center respondents, meaning people who admitted to being left-of-center, said that it was at least somewhat justified to murder President Trump. That is a majority of respondents who said they belong to the left, saying it is somewhat justified to murder the president of the United States. 48% said the same of Elon Musk. And 40% of respondents, including 59.6% of left-of-center respondents, said it was at least somewhat acceptable to destroy a Tesla dealership in protest. Okay, what is the trend here that we're seeing from this poll? What is the trend? The trend is the left is embracing the use of political violence to achieve their political means. The question was asked on a scale of 1 to 7 as to how justified these different acts were, with 1 being not justified at all, 7 being completely justified. Nearly 15% of left-of-center respondents said that the murder of Donald Trump was a 7, completely justified. 15% of left-wing respondents in this poll said that murdering Donald Trump was completely justified. Tell me again how the left is not responsible here. Tell me again. Sean, that's just one poll. That's just one poll, right? Saying that violence can be justified was more prominent among Democrats and independents than among Republicans. 14% of Democrats, 13% of independents. We got work to do with these independents. And only 6% of Republicans hold that opinion, according to the second poll that I'm going to cite here. What Americans really think about political violence. This is a YouGov poll. YouGov, no friend of the right. Some Americans are more worried about political violence than others. This poll was done after September 10th, after Charlie Kirk's assassination. Okay? After Charlie Kirk's assassination. How many Americans say violence can be justified? This according to the poll. Part of the discourse after Kirk's death has concerned comments on social media from some left-leaning figures celebrating Kirk's death. Others, especially on the right, have called such rhetoric unacceptable and have made varying claims about how prevalent such feelings are on the left. YouGov's polling shows that Americans overall are far more likely to say it's always or usually unacceptable to be happy about the death of a public figure they oppose. 77% versus 8%. 8% of Americans are saying it's acceptable to celebrate the death of a public figure they oppose. That's a problem in and of itself. I don't care what side you're on. It is true that liberal think, listen, everybody listen. This is coming from YouGov themselves. It is true that liberal Americans are more likely than conservatives to defend feeling joy about the deaths of political opponents. Full stop. Again, this is from a YouGov poll taken after the assassination of Charlie Kirk. It is true that liberal American... I can't even believe I'm reading this. One more time. Get it together. Got to get through this. This is from a YouGov poll done on September 10th, after the assassination of Charlie Kirk. The poll says the following. It is true that liberal Americans are more likely than conservatives to defend feeling joy about the deaths of political opponents. 16% of liberals say this is usually or always acceptable, including 24% of those who say their ideology is very liberal and 10% who say they are liberal but not very liberal. That compares to 4% of conservatives. Four times as many liberals believe it is acceptable to celebrate the death of their political opponents. Unbelievable. Most Americans say it's unacceptable to be happy about public figures' death, but younger and more liberal Americans are more likely to call it acceptable. Well, where'd they get that idea from? It couldn't be from the schools where all these teachers were just outing themselves, right? Celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk. Couldn't be from these colleges where they teach that conservatives are fascists, right? Here's the poll question. Do you generally consider it to be acceptable or unacceptable for a person to be happy about the death of a figure they oppose? Very liberal, 24%. Liberal, 10%. Conservative, 4%. Those 4% of conservatives, by the way, are wrong. 22% of liberals aged 18 to 44 say it's acceptable to feel joy about political violence. Most Americans across the political spectrum say political violence is never justified. But younger and more liberal Americans are more likely to disagree. Do you think it is ever justified for citizens to resort to violence in order to achieve political goals? Pretty straightforward question, right? Very liberal say yes. 25% of them say yes. Liberals, 17% of them say yes. Conservatives, 6% say yes. Again, that 6% is wrong. Again, it follows the original trend. Four times as many liberals than conservatives believe that political violence is justified to achieve political goals. This is not what we want to see. Ages 18 to 29, 19% say it's justified. 30 to 44, 14% say it's justified. 45 to 64, 8% say it's justified. 26% of liberals aged 18 to 44 believe political violence may be justified to achieve political goals. Now, YouGov tries to cover it up. YouGov's polling doesn't suggest that young people or liberals are more pro-violence in general. Yes, it does! They're sticking out like a sore thumb! They're sticking out like a sore thumb. Anybody who is trying to distract from the culpability of the left right now is doing the bidding and carrying the water for the left right now. In both of those polls that I just talked about, and there's one more that I want to get into, members on the left nearly exclusively believe that political violence is justified to achieve their political goals. No. The left is a problem and that needs to be dealt with. Final one. Recent survey done of Harvard students. There's an organization called FIRE. They're like a free speech organization. I've seen their billboards around. They did a poll at Harvard University exclusively. You ready for this number? Harvard. 32% of students say using violence to stop somebody from speaking on campus is acceptable, at least in rare cases. Tell me how this is not a problem on the radical left. Tell me right now. I dare anybody to tell me. No, it's not the radical left. Oh, now you trust polls? Yeah, I do. I do. Because you know those pollsters like YouGov who tried to hide it. Oh, well, this is not suggesting that young people or liberals are more violent in general. Yes, it is. You've got now three polls that are showing that the college demographic is accepting and justifying political violence in order to achieve their goals, their political goals. The YouGov poll has probably the most alarming splits. Very liberal young people, 25% of them, believe that violence is justified to achieve their goals politically. That is a quarter of people who identify as very liberal that answered the poll, and some of them may not have answered honestly. Some of them may have said, no, I don't believe it's justified, but in the back of their head say it's justified. A quarter of these people, it was 4% of conservatives, 25%, sorry, in this case it was 6% of conservatives. And those people are wrong too. But who's got the bigger problem with violence right here? Based off the data, 25% of liberals say that violence is justified to achieve their political goals versus 6% of conservatives. Who's got the bigger problem? Obviously, the group with 25%. Obviously, the liberals. Yes, they've got a much bigger problem with political violence and the embracing of political violence than those of us on the right. I do not accept political violence. I do not endorse political violence. I never have and I never will. Self-defense is a totally different thing. Someone comes up to you swinging, by all means, swing back. We do not attack people physically for disagreements. Charlie Kirk even said it. We either exchange words or we exchange fire. I'd rather exchange words than exchange fire. Liberals are starting to feel the opposite. They're saying, well, since your words are violence, we have to counter your perceived violence, your words, with actual violence. 25% of liberals versus 6% of conservatives feel that violence is justified or acceptable to achieve their political goals. That is a major problem, and a problem that is festering and growing and getting worse on the left far more than anything that's going on the right. And the data shows it. And I know it may be a tough pill to swallow for some folks out there who consider themselves left of center. Well, I don't believe that. Okay, but the direction of your party is moving that way. Whether you like it or not, it is moving that way. So it's time to do a little soul searching on where you actually stand and who your friends are. All right. We come back, we're going to talk about consequence culture. I've got an interesting story out of Springfield, Illinois. I'm not sure if you guys heard about this one yet. Excuse me. Let's get to a word from our friends over at My Patriot Supply. It's mypatriotsupply.com/ungovern. MyPatriotSupply.com/ungovern. It is Preparedness Month, National Preparedness Month, and MyPatriotSupply.com is offering one of the best preparedness deals ever that they've ever offered. Folks, September is National Preparedness Month. It's the perfect time to ask yourself some questions like, how much food do you have on hand for emergencies? How would you get clean water if the tap went dry tomorrow? What would you do if a storm knocked out power for a week? If you're anything like me, there's some room for improvement on all this stuff. Luckily, our friends over at My Patriot Supply are making disaster preparedness easier and more affordable than ever by giving you over $1,500 worth of emergency food and preparedness gear absolutely free. They just launched their Preparedness Month Mega Kit. It includes a full year of emergency food, a water filtration system that can purify almost any water source, a solar backup generator, and a whole lot more. But here's the best part. If you go to mypatriotsupply.com/ungovern, you can get 90 preparedness essentials totaling over $1,500 absolutely free. Just go to mypatriotsupply.com/ungovern for full details. That is mypatriotsupply.com/ungovern. They just launched this National Preparedness Month mega kit, including a year of emergency food, water filtration, solar power, and more. That's over 90 items totaling over $1,500 that you can get for free. Just go to mypatriotsupply.com/ungovern. For full details. Next up is a word from our friends over at Golden Crest Metals. Before we do that, just real quick, I would like to ask if everybody is watching, if you are taking something from the show today, please hit the thumbs up button, whatever platform you're watching on, the thumbs up, the heart, whatever. Drop us a like, make sure that you're reposting, you're sharing, etc. With your friends, we greatly appreciate it. And subscribe to our audio podcast And on any podcasting platform, search Ungovern, hit subscribe. It's all you got to do. It just, we've seen a huge uptick on the audio side, and we'd love to continue that momentum, especially right now. All right, goldencrestmetals.com/LFA. This is Jeremy Harrell with a message from our friends at Golden Crest Metals. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. Jeremy Harrell here. Look, I want to talk to you a little bit about gold and silver. When I was a kid, I always wondered what Fort Knox must look like. And when I was a kid, I always envisioned that when you would walk into Fort Knox, you would see just gold everywhere, literally raining gold, kind of like what you see behind me right now. Unfortunately, as a grown-up, I don't have that kind of imagination anymore, and I don't even have that much trust that Fort Knox has the 5,000 tons of gold that we're supposed to have there, meaning that decades ago, we went off the gold standard in this country, which took the value of our dollar down to just mere pennies. And since our federal government doesn't want to go back to a gold standard currency, then it's time to us to take matters into our own hands. Have you ever thought about buying gold and silver? Have you ever thought about taking portions of your IRA or your 401k or your nest egg or your savings and putting it into gold and silver, either all or a portion of it? Have you ever wanted to purchase silver like this in bullion or premium? I know I do. And I know I wanted to take matters back into my own hands, which is why I have worked with Golden Crest Metals to do that. GoldenCrestMetals.com/LFA is going to be your go-to, absolutely transparent and trusted partner. Now, you can go to that website or you can call 888-308-4202. And what the good thing about this is they're going to guide you. They're going to talk to you. They're going to guide you. They're going to give you all the answers to your questions. And there's going to be no hidden fees. It's completely transparent. No hidden fees, no pressure, no surprise markups whatsoever. Clients get to see everything before they purchase. They've even agreed to lower the minimum investment to the LFA audience in order to make sure that everybody has access to this. Free IRA storage, free insured shipping, and a full range of precious metals from gold, silver, palladium, and platinum. And if it's easier for you to just maybe click a QR code, well, guess what? We've got that available for you too. Right here, ladies and gentlemen, click this QR code on your screen and it'll take you right there. GoldenCrestMetals.com/LFA. Again, GoldenCrestMetals.com/LFA or call 888-308-4202 today to reach these guys. They're going to be a great partner for you, just as they have been for me. And we absolutely recommend here at LFA TV, GoldenCrestMetals.com/LFA.
GoldenCrestMetals.com/LFA. We love them. Thank you, Jeremy, for that message. Thank you, Golden Crest, for being a part of the show. Let's jump into consequence culture. You know, we talked about it yesterday. Well, is this cancel culture? I don't think so. I know there are people who are like, oh, this is a fine line. It is. It is a very fine line. This is consequence culture, okay? Getting somebody fired for asking questions about the COVID vaccine, getting somebody fired for saying that men cannot have babies, in other words, stating a biological fact, is a hell of a lot different than getting somebody fired, or not necessarily getting them fired, but reporting them to their employer saying, hey, this person works for you. What do you think about that, right? For celebrating the death of a young 31-year-old man, a father of two, a husband, a Christian, a peaceful person, a son, a patriot. It's a lot different than saying, you know, someone saying, oh, I don't believe transgenders are, you know, I think it's a mental illness. Oh, you're a bigot. Fire him. That is cancel culture. This is consequence culture. This is a reporter. Her name is Benny Ray Harmony. I don't know if you've heard of this person. If you've seen her video going viral, it's all over social media now. Benny Ray Harmony worked for an ABC affiliate out of Springfield, Illinois. And I want to play for you the tribute that she did for Charlie Kirk live on the air. Watch this.
Much for tuning into Marketplace today. So I want to talk about something for a minute, and it is heavy, so please bear with me. I want you to know that it's okay if you feel sadness. It's okay if you feel, if you're grieving. 2 days ago, I lost a mentor, my first boss. The first person who made me believe in myself, that encouraged me to chase this dream that you're watching right now, Charlie Kirk. There's a lot going on in our world right now, in our country, but I want to say one thing. Lean on your neighbors. Speak up for what you believe in. I don't care what it is. I want to share with you one of my favorite sayings that Charlie would always tell us at the office. He would yell it from the mountaintops. So please listen. When conversations stop happening, when individuals become wordless, that's when violence begins. So if you do one thing today, make it be with passion, with conviction. Stand up for your friends, stand up for your beliefs, and speak loudly, even if your voice shakes. Your words have meaning, your values have purpose. Never forget that. Thank you, CK. You changed my life.
That was Benny Ray Harmony. And there's a beautiful tribute. Benny Ray Harmony posted that video yesterday on X at 5:26 p.m. Central Time and said the following. Effective immediately, I have resigned from WICS ABC 20 after being suspended for airing a nonpartisan tribute to Charlie Kirk this past Friday. Many in the mainstream media have been fired or punished for mocking his assassination. I believe I am the first to be targeted for honoring him on air. My resignation is guided by values that are essential to who I am, which I refuse to set aside in order to keep a job. I choose my faith and love of country and always will. Thank you, Springfield, my home, my community, my people. God bless Charlie Kirk and his beautiful family, and God bless these United States of America. She was suspended for that tribute. So, that leads me to this. Rolling Stone magazine had a little, you know, Rolling Stone. I mean, Sean, it's Rolling Stone. What do you expect? I get it. My point is the left is a bunch of hypocrites. That's my point, okay? And it plays into this, you know, Benny Ray Harmony thing. People are losing their jobs for criticizing slain, quote, free speech advocate Charlie Kirk. No, people are not losing their jobs for criticizing Charlie Kirk. People are losing their jobs for celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk. That's what's going on, and rightfully so. If you look, if I am the CEO of, let's say, I don't know, maybe Tajay, right? And I found out that one of my cashiers, one of my marketing directors, one of my, whomever it might be, is on social media celebrating the death of a 31-year-old man who was being peaceful, having a conversation, I would say your conduct is detrimental to my company's reputation. You're fired. That's what I would do. And I wouldn't feel bad about it. We don't want to hire people with such a broken moral compass. Okay? But it's interesting because this is Rolling Stone magazine saying people are losing their jobs for criticizing Charlie Kirk. They're not losing their jobs for criticizing Charlie Kirk. They're losing their jobs for celebrating his assassination. But it wasn't too long ago where Rolling Stone magazine said this. Why cancel culture is good for democracy. Okay. Well, what is it, Rolling Stone? Is it good or is it bad? And by the way, what is going on right now with these folks who are losing their jobs over the assassination of Charlie Kirk, celebrating it, is not cancel culture. It is consequence culture. Specifically those folks who are working in fields, you know, public-facing fields, public services, whether it's you're a teacher, whether you're in a hospital, whether you're an EMS dispatch worker. I cannot believe there was somebody up in Nashville who was a dispatcher for emergency services who celebrated the death of Charlie Kirk. Could you imagine if she got a call? Could you trust that she picks up a call? Oh my gosh, my husband, my wife, she's wearing a Trump hat and got stabbed on Broadway in Nashville. She would hang up the phone. How do you know she won't? How do you know she won't? Especially when we went over the data in the first half of the show that says these liberals are more inclined to accept and justify and celebrate their political opponents being met with violence. How can you let that person continue to work in that role? How? How? If somebody is a teacher, how on earth can all parents across all spectrums, across all political ideologies, trust that teacher to adequately teach their children and not instead infect their children with radical leftist ideology that, again, has been shown through data, through polling, and through actions to be accepting of political violence. Consequence culture is very different than cancel culture. When it is not a First Amendment issue. The First Amendment restricts the government from criminalizing speech. Some speech has been criminalized, i.e., speech that incites violence. And in the First Amendment, it does make mention of the word peaceably assemble. Okay? So, the First Amendment restricts the government from criminalizing dissenting speech. Nobody is saying that the people who celebrated Charlie Kirk's assassination should be arrested. I'm not saying that. Because I don't believe what they did is against the law. I hate it. It's disgusting. But I don't believe what they said is against the law. However, if they said, we're happy Charlie Kirk's gone, and by the way, we're targeting X, Y, and Z, and good luck to... Well, now you might be inciting violence. The First Amendment and free speech, the idea, the right to free speech that is protected by our First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, restricts the government from criminalizing speech that wouldn't otherwise break the law, i.e. insightful, you know, speech that incites violence or credible threats of violence. It restricts the government from criminalizing it. It does not restrict you or restrict employers from firing you because they don't want you representing their company. Not at all. Not at all. Consequence culture is very different than cancel culture. And I'm not just saying that because it's okay when we do it, because you know there are things that when we do, like the Philly Karen putting the address of the wrong person online, right? Doxing. I'm not a fan of doxing at all. There's no reason why we should be taking people's information where they live and posting it publicly. No reason. If they've broken the law, send it to the authorities. Don't post it publicly. Consequence culture is a much different thing than cancel culture, especially when it is in the public interest, the interest of the general public, to make sure that people like that aren't in positions that could negatively impact them. I don't want some EMS worker, if I get into a situation, they know who I am, they know, you know, the whole thing, to find out that I'm wearing a Trump polo or a MAGA hat, to hang up the phone and let me bleed out in the middle of nowhere. And that's not an unfounded thing to think. Do you really think they'd do that? I went over the data first half of the show that the left is the trend is growing on the left. The feeling is growing on the left. The sentiment is growing on the left that they are accepting of political violence. Yes, the data supports that. No, I don't want those people in those positions. Consequence culture. Speaking of consequences, the FBI is investigating those social media accounts. Remember those people who seem to know that the Charlie Kirk assassination was coming? They've announced that they're going after them. We'll give you an update on that in just a second. Before we do that, I want to get to a word from our friends over at Patriot Mobile. It is patriotmobile.com/FARASH, patriotmobile.com/Farish. Folks, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. You've got a lot of choices for cell phone service, with new ones coming up all the time. But here's the truth. There's only one that boldly stands in the gap for every American that believes that freedom is worth fighting for, and that is Patriot Mobile. Here's the good news. You can switch to Patriot Mobile today without sacrificing quality or service. If you're worried about coverage, don't be. Patriot Mobile uses all three major United States networks. If you have service in this country today, you will have good or better coverage with Patriot Mobile tomorrow. If you think switching is a hassle, it used to be, but it's not a hassle anymore. It's not a hassle anymore. You can keep your number, you can keep your phone, or you can upgrade your phone. Patriot Mobile has a 100% U.S.-based team, and that will get you activated in minutes from the comfort of your own home. If you're stuck in a contract where you owe money on your phones, don't worry about that. Hakuna Matata. Patriot Mobile has a contract buyout program as well. This is how we win, folks, by aligning our spending with our values. Every dollar we spend matters. Where we spend it matters. Go to patriotmobile.com/FARASH or call 972-PATRIOT and use the promo code FARASH, F-A-R-A-S-H, for a free month of service. That is patriotmobile.com/FARASH or call 972 Patriot. Use the promo code Farish, F-A-R-A-S-H, for a free month of service. Make the switch today. Patriot Mobile. All right, we're going to get to the FBI in just a second. Wanda in the chat says that she got an email from Patriot Mobile honoring Charlie Kirk. So that's a nice, a very nice reason to switch over. They're a very nice gesture from that company as well. Folks, hit that thumbs up button as we continue on this morning. And we will move into, I got to get to a word from our friends over at Armor Colostrum. And then talk about what the FBI is doing with those social media accounts. Because some of those seemed a little too specific to my liking. Did they know that the assassination was coming, or were they just talking crap, you know, trying to intimidate? We'll get to that in a second. Folks, this is Armor Colostrum, tryarmor.com/LFATV. That is TryArmra.com/LFATV. You know I'm always on the lookout for ways to strengthen my immunity, my gut health, improve my fitness and metabolism, and enhance my skin and hair radiance. Well, that is what Armor Colostrum can do for you and more. Check it out at tryarmor.com/LFATV. Colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life. Contains all the essential nutrients that our bodies need in order to thrive. You can reactivate your hair growth and help your skin glow. You can fortify your gut health and ignite your metabolism. And you can fuel your fitness, performance, and recovery. Just harness the close-guarded secret of elite athletes long prized for the unrivaled ability to take performance to its apex. Try it out. tryarmor.com/LFATV. 15% off of your first order. That's try, tryarmra.com/LFATV. tryarmra.com/LFATV for 15% off of your first order. The FBI is investigating the social media accounts that appeared to have some knowledge of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Like these two accounts that you can see. I'll put it up on your screen here. Let's see if it loads up. Come on. There it goes. Look at this. There's this account. Omar, Najra Galvez. Charlie Kirk is coming to my college tomorrow. I really hope someone evaporates him literally. Let's just say something big will happen tomorrow. Did they know? Were they just talking crap? Cherbum75M says, saw Tyler. We assume Robinson, June 30th. Charlie Kirk has died at the age of 31. We effing did it. Disgusting people. The FBI is investigating these accounts. And it is important. One post said September 10th will be a very interesting day. Another one, Mushy on X, said it'd be funny if someone like Charlie Kirk got shot on September 10th. Posted that on September 3rd. That post was made on another post said September 10th will be a very interesting day. That post was made on August 6th. Was shared again by the user who posted saying, I plead the fifth. When the assassination took place. However, that post was then shared by Cherbum75M and also shows that account follows Tyler Robinson's transgender roommate. Interesting. That same account is one that said we effing did it just minutes after Charlie Kirk was pronounced dead. These counts, there was an individual posting on TikTok the night before the shooting took place with the text in the video saying, Charles James Kirk, Mr. College Dropout, does not know what's coming tomorrow. Be ready. This isn't a threat. It's a promise. So did this? That's a lot of commentary from people for it to just be like, oh, all right, you know, they're just talking crap. Or they meant that, you know, they meant that someone was going to beat them in the debate. Well, the FBI is investigating that. And we do have an update from the FBI. So I want to just play this real quick. This is Kash Patel.
Because President Trump and the Attorney General have prioritized resources to this, this all-important investigation, we're dedicating every asset we have to run the reverse daisy chain analysis of anyone that was in contact with a suspect that's currently in custody and anyone he contacted, called, and text messaged and had chats on online social media platforms with. That's the power of the FBI. That's the resources we brought in immediately with our cell phone analytic team to use the cell phone tower data dump system to geolocate specifically where this cell phone was and who had it, and after that, who he was talking to. And Sean, let me tell you a little bit about the information we've collected. We've collected information where, through witness interviews from the FBI and local law enforcement, that he essentially admitted After the shooting and assassination of Charlie Kirk, the suspect admitted to it. Furthermore, the evidence and information will come out. I won't stylize the evidence. The attorney general is absolutely right. We can't do that. But I will say what was found in terms of information, a text message exchange where he, the suspect, specifically stated that he had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk and he was going to do that. And when he was asked why, he said some hatred cannot be negotiated with.
Some hatred cannot be negotiated with. Sounds like one of those 25% of liberals who think that political violence is justified, doesn't it? I can't keep coming back to that data. I can't help but keep coming back to that data. I will continue to come back to that data. Because that data proves what we've been saying since last Wednesday. That the idea of political violence being acceptable is growing on the left because there's no other way to beat people like Charlie Kirk in their minds. It's not good. This may be the most important show that I'd done since his assassination because it proves who the real problem is in this country. Jeremy Harrell up next with Live from America on LFA TV. Before Jeremy comes on, take a look at the LFA TV store, lfatv.us, lfatv.us. Click on that Visit the Store tab. You see it right here? You could scroll all up and down. There's something for everybody at the LFA TV website on the LFA TV store. Check it out, lfatv.us, lfatv.us, or jeremyharrell.com/store. He is coming up next here. Check us out at rumble.com/LFATV. No matter where you're watching from, hit that thumbs up button, grab the link, share it with at least a friend. Let's grow this movement of truth right here on the internet. The best lineup of conservative and truth tellers on the internet for consumption for free. Share it with a friend. Let's bring more people in and let's grow. Check it out. Hit that like button, hit the subscribe button anywhere you get your podcast to by searching for Ungoverned. We greatly appreciate it. As President Trump says, we will never give up, we will never give in, and we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. Jeremy Harrell up next with Live from America here on LFA TV. Home base is at rumble.com/LFATV. Give the channel a follow. Give the stream a like. And we'll be back tomorrow morning. Same time, same place, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Until then, in the words of John Fetterman, good night, everybody. Bang, gavel. And of course, thank you for your attention to this matter.